We're gonna talk about that Michael Jackson shit. That's not what. That's more over there. That's more where you was at. Were they burning Michael Jackson CDs out there?
No, honestly, there was nothing. There was like,
when did you get back?
Wednesday.
So it was bubbling. I think, I don't know when
has it shown here?
No, yeah. It's on Channel 4, I think.
It has shown.
Oh, has okay.
Yeah, it's shown.
Well, part one, there's two parts, I think.
I don't know. I know it's shown. I didn't watch it. I couldn't watch it. It's sick, bro. It's like all like whether they're telling the truth or not is debatable. And but I heard some of the stuff they're talking about in there, and it's just too graphic.
But there's so much.
Like it's proper graphic.
People are saying that he's been paying people off forever anyway. His money's like covered everything up and stuff.
Mm.
I haven't watched it.
What's your view on it? Like, anyone?
Bro, I grew up.
Do you know what? Do you know what's mad?
MJ fan. So
do you know what's mad? You won't remember this, but do you remember the day he died?
Remember where I was exactly when I.
I remember where I was as well.
Yeah, exactly. When I found out.
Where was you?
I was packing up my second year uni halls. I was outside with my suitcase. It was like in the hallway, and I was like literally taking my suitcase out of my room, and then my mate messaged me.
See, that's the. I just want to pause and just say, I don't remember where I was when he died, but I do remember.
You was on
where
Facebook.
Was I?
This is what I remember.
What the
this
fuck?
This is what I remember, bruv. Because I was in Jamaica. So obviously the time zone difference is mad. So I can't remember what time of the day.
Right.
I don't know if you remember what time of day it was, but all I remember being at the bar in some hotel in Jamaica, and it's flashed up on the bar.
Yeah.
You can't hear the TV, but I'm seeing Michael Jackson's dead.
Yeah.
And felt no emotion, bruv. That's when I knew for me, because you asked my family, I was a Michael Jackson fanatic.
Come on, man.
Like, and when he died, it was just like,
yeah.
For me. I walked home and said to my cousin, Michael Jackson's dead. And I walked away and I went online and I typed something random like on Facebook. I typed something random.
It's like wild in a minute.
No, it weren't wild. It was just like, something about Jamaica. You know when you're on holiday and you're gassed and you just want to talk about whatever you just seen.
What's popped up?
Firestar popped up in my comments.
Saying?
On my life. In my comments. You do know Michael Jackson just died, right, bro?
I love that he remembers this, but
the joke
don't.
Is, yeah, because he just trolls everyone, isn't it? Clearly. He's been trolling from day.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, so he pops up in my comments. But as he's commenting that, I've wrote another status saying, RIP Michael Jackson. So when I've gone back to my notifications, I've seen a Firestar. And then Mike's commented after you saying, I think everyone in the whole world knows. It's
not you weren't breaking news out here or nothing.
No, you was trying to come on like, did you hear about this?
Or, I was trying to be first.
Yeah, you're trying to be CNN. I'm thinking, bro, I'm in Jamaica. I'm closer to MJ than you are, bro. You're all the way in fucking England, mate. But I just remember it was random. That's a random thought I had. But for me, they killed his legacy time ago. Whether you believe it or not, That moment come back in my head because I remember I weren't in tears. I didn't feel like you saw people emotional. Probably how you felt. And that.
I wasn't like emotional like that. You're right.
Not broke down, but my actual feeling was like.
I was just really gutted that I wouldn't get any tickets to see him because he was doing a concert at the time.
Yeah.
There were tickets on sale. I wanted them. I actually wanted to go see him so badly.
Do you think he's guilty?
I don't know. I think it could be true.
What do you
I ain't so yeah, I've not watched it, but like from the fucking response alone and
no, based
the
on
little
what you
nuggets.
Because we don't the thing is we don't need this documentary the same way you
no,
don't.
No, but
you
the
need
thing
the
is
R.
that
Kelly
a lot of people the maddest kind of angle I've heard was somebody was saying the stuff he was doing was not malicious to the people who were in that moment. I'm talking some.
Yeah, but no. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it was in.
They thought they were in love. Like,
them sort of like
lines.
There's
no difference to R. Kelly.
There, like,
it was no difference. When you talk to these, when you hear these girls talking about the R. Kelly situation, they were underage and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But
they were in it.
But it was R. Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The girl that was getting pissed on in the video, it weren't like she was trying to run away. They were in it. They were. I'm not trying to make. It's true, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we look at it and we know it's wrong. But the person is like, so it's not a mad angle, that's reality.
Mm.
That some of these people actually at the time may have liked what was going on and they might not have, they may have been naive, they could have been groomed, whatever. There's a whole deep conversation to be had with it. But
But I think, without a doubt, like, he's obviously done some madness, and he's defo never been all there, or in the later part of his life, he wasn't.
But can you still appreciate that he was a legend? He was an incredible artist.
Well, this is the thing. So going back to the, and this is kind of like my whole take on it, yeah? With the R. Kelly thing, I was not one to say, I'm not listening to his stuff anymore. Because I used to get people asking me, like, time ago, are you going to carry on listening to R. Kelly? And I would naively say, I'm trying to separate the man from the music.
Yeah.
And I'm able to do that. But it comes to the point when I watch the R. Kelly shit, it's like, nah, he was actually singing about this shit.
Yeah.
So I can't, as a 35-year-old man, with children separate. Now say,
oh yeah, yeah, that's yeah,
I can't
point.
Do that anymore.
I mean, I don't, again,
but
the R. Kelly thing seems more twisted and
why
is it? I know that sounds crazy because as well.
I think if you believe that both are guilty,
yeah,
and you want to say one's worse than the other, then MJ's worse,
right?
Because I'm not trying to, R. Kelly's fucking scumbag as well,
yeah,
and they should have got him time ago, but my whole view on that's a bit different, but
yeah,
it's little boys. You know what I mean? These are girls that are just, they're a bit too young, which again is completely wrong.
Yeah.
But these are little boys that don't, I've got a little boy,
bro. They don't actually even know.
They don't have a clue.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They don't have a clue. Like, this is Michael Jackson, who I was that little boy, bro. That you was MJ. I don't know what sex is.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And you're going to do that.
You're going
to
do madness.
Compared to a girl that might be coming into womanhood. She ain't quite there yet. And you're taking advantage of that is... Which one is really, when you really question it. But for me, what people I'm getting frustrated with is that how much of it is because it's Michael? Remember the same conversation?
Oh, you just like, okay.
If Michael Jackson, when this is what I ask people, if Michael Jackson was Dave who lives next door,
yeah,
who works in Tesco's, but he has little boys come around his house, don't have no wife, what? You never really see him with a woman that you believe is really his woman.
What you're asking, how much of a story would it be? Is that what you're saying?
Would we all think, oh no, he's innocent? If claims come against him.
I don't know. I think you still think that was a bit weird.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think you have to, bro, you've got to
So why is Michael Jackson, why is everyone...
Why? Because he is probably the most famous person in our bloody lifetime.
So that makes it cool.
It's not cool.
Oh no, it's not.
But it's like,
that's what I'm saying. It's not okay at all.
You're gonna get this.
I'm asking you.
You're gonna get every man in this
for the answer. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What I'm sitting there looking at, and people are saying that Michael's innocent. Michael, I've had this debate in like WhatsApp with people and that. And I'm like, one person says, I just got that feeling.
Yeah,
I just got a feeling from Michael. You never met the dude.
I got that feeling from Michael.
Like, you've never met him. You don't know who he is. But take away Michael Jackson's music. Take away the artistry, like we're having to do with R. Kelly. People, and that's what my confusion is with R. Kelly. Is take away his music? Is that? Where, fair enough. Cool.
I think without MJ's music, there's zero compassion for everything. It's straight. People would be more cutthroat. It's the fact that they're aligned to.
They're being blinded by
music,
stardom.
It's like you find it difficult.
They're being blinded by stardom.
It's that you have a connection or you love the music, and if you love the music and he's obviously made it. You're a bit like,
yeah. How can you bang man's music when he's doing this? That whole like you can't listen. It's like
not listen to those tracks because they're actually such good songs.
What happens when I want to play Billie Jean at the end of the last 15 minutes of the dance or fucking Smooth Criminal? Fucked.
Would you still
play Bump and Grind?
I don't play no R. Kelly, bro.
But I'm just saying.
Are you gonna not play Michael Jackson now either?
What's the difference?
I'm not asking, a massive MJ.
But I'm just saying, what's the difference? Other than one being alive and other one.
Out of personal preference, it was easier to
forget personal preference.
Well, but that's all it.
Artist A and artist B.
Yeah.
Both got bad.
Bangers.
Both got amazing artists, like musical geniuses for their field. Yeah. But one's accused of one thing and the other's accused of something similar.
See, I'm not trying to downplay that. I can only judge it on my own feeling about which artist I actually like more. Like I still want to listen to MJ music. I didn't really feel no type of way about the R. Kelly music side. Like, I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah, fair enough.
If I don't play it.
But I'm saying MJ, let's say you liked both of them.
Yeah.
Would you have the same feeling towards both of them, do you reckon?
If it was a
taste thing, because a lot of people I know,
I said
I was a mega fan of both.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I hold both in a similar regard because people, for me, sometimes downplay R. Kelly's musical genius because of his fucked up.
Are you still listening? You don't listen to? What do
I
you
can't.
Think? You,
I exactly. can't. Exactly. Like, I can't listen them songs. You what? Because they're not.
He's talking about.
He's not talking about
normal shit.
From Black and White and all that shit.
Yeah,
trying
that's
to,
true.
Do you know what I mean? He ain't talking what MJ is talking. He's talking about sex.
Yeah, man.
And you're talking. You were singing about sex with minors. It's now come to light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't separate the man from the music.
Can't bang that in your whip.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like with MJ, I think a lot of people are just on this thing where they want to just keep him at a certain level because of who he is. But really,
you've got to keep the same energy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep the same energy because I'm hearing people and I'm having
basically say, oh, let's just downplay it.
I'm having the same people that are saying, kill R. Kelly.
But
MJ's innocent.
MJ, kill R. Kelly, exactly, but MJ's like, still a legend.
Literally like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kill R. Kelly, but MJ's innocent.
MJ's all right, though. Them ones. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I hear that.
I'm like...
Yeah, that's fucked as well,
no,
but...
I don't agree with that.
That don't make sense to me, like... Why? Unless you're telling me that you... Because the FBI did a 10-year investigation.
You know what it is? I just think generally when you think of it... You look at MJ and you just look at, like... You see this kind of... vulnerable, soft-looking person, and he doesn't look as hard-bodied as maybe R. Kelly.
Issues.
So you have this sympathy.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying how it is. Like you see him, and you kind of feel bad for him. Like
let me ask
he
you
looks
this.
So fucked
let
up.
Me ask
like
you
there's
this.
So much weird shit going on with
let
him.
Let me ask you this: neither of you got kids, yeah?
Yeah.
You got nieces or nephews or?
I know where you're gonna take it.
Would you let if MJ was still alive? Would you let MJ look after your child?
No, I think that's what everyone asks.
You think he's guilty?
No.
It seems like he's guilty.
You think he's guilty then? Because majority of people say
the thing is, would you let any like man in his 40s look after just your child?
In this day and age, actually, you wouldn't let no one.
No, I wouldn't personally, but...
Well, no one should, really.
But would you consider it? If it was a situation... You don't know what I'm saying. And I get that whole caveat that people come throw out there and you wouldn't let anyone do it.
Yeah,
but if you're
in
a situation where you're like, fuck, I need to run to the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
MJ's the only one that can do this. Do you know what I mean? Would you? Nah.
No.
Would I leave him with you? I'd say, yeah, 5-star. Watch my son. Yeah. I'm going to the shop and come back. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
But with MJ, fuck no.
You can't.
Fuck no. You ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Because of. So you. There must be something in you that says, I'm guilty. And people, like I said, people just make excuses and be like that. Oh, but I wouldn't leave anyone with. But if it was would you leave your daughter with R. Kelly? No.
No, no way.
You wouldn't even come with the hole, but you wouldn't leave anyone.
You just straight, exactly.
Don't even ask me that question. Yeah, exactly. How dare you?
You'd be offended at the fucking question.
It's mad. I just think, I don't know. I think it's sad.
It is sad. Like I said, I don't even know. I don't think that it's not true, but it's at a point where it's like, there's so much out there. I'm sure there's something in it. Anyway.
That for me speaks volumes though. The fact that you're not sure. Because you got, like, if you're not sure if you've done something that, heinous and you're talking
but
about
I've not done like that's what I mean I don't know but there's enough out there to make it seem like you know what something
must be
yeah.
There's
no
smoke without fire
and I agree
I am not saying that he's guilty and I'm not saying that he's innocent I'm not sure so therefore I gotta give him the same energy I'm giving R. Kelly and I like
Which
I said
I agree with.
And I've been doing that before I gave the energy to R. Kelly if I'm honest because I was still listening to R. Kelly when MJ died but the point MJ died I was pretty much subconsciously done with him because it's too much and there's loads of other things like him changing his features.
So music wise you feel you can't listen to his music?
I probably wouldn't anyway.
Okay,
there's too much music to fucking catch up
with. Would you listen to Michael before like when he was younger and all the song like the music he made before then?
If it was on and I heard it I'd probably still enjoy it but then If an R. Kelly song was to come on and I heard it, I'd probably...
But let's be realistic now as well. Like, everything... When this stuff happens, the music's slowly going to get locked off. It's getting locked
But that's what they're trying to do.
And Michael Jackson stuff's already stopped getting played.
And people,
places.
Exactly. It's insane. So people like saying, you can't do that. But that's where my whole thing is. Like, I've not got an opinion on who's guilty, who's not guilty. What I'm not listening to their music.
Bro,
I personally can't partake. But you will not see me posting shit about R. Kelly... posting shit about how he should be this. They shouldn't take his music off streams.
And then
posting shit about how MJ is wrong. They're taking MJ's
music
off.
In this day
and
age, sometimes you just choose to play it safe. Like we're in an era where you fucking, I might run an R. Kelly tune or an MJ tune. Someone might be so offended, there'll be a fucking acid attack on man. You know what I mean? Them sort of mad. You don't know. You hear the maddest story
it's
out
true.
Here. Like,
it's true.
I was pissed with him because he played fucking R. Kelly. So you can't, just don't touch it.
What
just
I will say.
Don't
though,
do it.
What I will say though, there's a lot of man out here that is getting away with shit. And we're pushing what the media want us to push. But you hear about Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he done? Like what he said? I didn't even know this. I learned this. That
the last thing I saw about him was he had the court case and that was it.
Yeah, then he wasn't.
But you know why? There's no why it's gone quiet.
No, why?
He basically said, if they take me down,
yeah,
I'm taking a whole paedophile ring in Hollywood down with me.
He's naming everyone.
He's
and
naming
going
everyone.
All
and obviously, okay, right, we're cool now. So the same shit with R. Kelly. The same shit with R. Kelly, apparently. That's what I heard. But same. So the same shit when R. Kelly was back, or the powers that be that probably let R. Kelly get off with it, which he was guilty twice. Because if you check that interview he did the other day.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you watch that? When he had the
he never
when
said,
he
and
crazy.
He was so slick with his word. He never said, I was innocent. If someone says to you, you've had sex with underage
you're
girls, gonna you're
going to be denying
that's fucking not true.
Yeah.
I got found not guilty.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He said, I beat that case.
Yeah. That's mad, isn't it?
That's true.
I bust case.
So you
case,
can't
basically.
Say, yeah. Like,
that's
yeah,
when the drug dealer comes home like, yeah, blood, a bust case. So you're
we know
guilty.
What that means.
Yeah, you're guilty.
Yeah.
You got off because the powers that be let you get off twice. And now they're trying to get you on a third time, which I think, I don't know the ins and outs. That's going to be interesting how that pans out. But, and the same with R. Kelly. All the same powers that control this shit, whatever the money's coming from, whatever's doing it, and letting Kevin Spacey walk because they're covering
it. But now, don't you think
and Weinstein's got too much money for it as well. But we don't talk about
but
that
do,
shit.
But do you not think it's a situation now where the money's only getting you so far now. It's not working. Or do you think it still is working?
Yeah. Because check it. R. Kelly ain't making... If R. Kelly was doing I Believe I Can Fly today...
He would not give a shit about this.
Bro.
Yeah, facts.
It's not even coming in the media. Are you mad?
Yeah.
Like, you know how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Over here, if you said something about someone, yeah, on the podcast today...
Yeah.
And you put it... You said, oh, you know what? X, Y, or Z, I spoke about you today.
Yeah.
If you felt that way or you had a close enough connection, this is what I said. And they said, no, don't put that out. You ain't putting it out.
100%.
Yeah, and these artists ain't making a tenth of what the likes of R. Kelly and Giggs and fucking MJ was making back then.
Yeah.
So why do you think that they didn't have the power to say, that ain't going in the newspaper, that ain't going on the news? That it's how it is over here
in
2019.
Yeah.
When we can upload this shit in an hour.
Yeah.
It's out to the world. So when it was back then, when it took, you had to print it.
Yeah.
Like fucking magazines
he had
got
the
done
full,
a month.
His money was controlling everything.
They had the industry on lock, bro.
Yeah, fully.
So yeah, of course.
It's mad when you deep it, innit?
It's
just a horrible situation because it's like you.
It's
when
kids.
You talk
people
about
are sacrificing,
it.
And I can go on all day, but people are sacrificing their kids for money, bro.
Yeah, that's a fucking statement.
People, no, but it's true. When really, like, I don't want to go on about it all day, but really check what's going on with the R. Kelly shit, yeah?
There's two girls in the interview, the two girls that are with him now.
Exactly.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
So I watched that, and that really, like, freaked me out even more, because it's like your parents, they're saying their parents actually said, go chill with him.
I think it's one of them two.
To blackmail him afterwards.
I haven't seen it, but I think with one of them two girls, yeah, they was on the Surviving R. Kelly documentary, and the girls, the dad and the mum were interviewed and said pretty much word for word, that we took her to the R. Kelly concert because we wanted to go. She didn't know who R. Kelly was because she's a young girl. R. Kelly's like for the older generation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're getting old out here. So these young girls don't know who he is. If you're in your 20s, you didn't grow up on R. Kelly. So she don't know who R. Kelly is. She's gone there. He's pulled her up on stage. Mm. My daughter, bro. First, my daughter ain't going to an R. Kelly concert with me. Like,
yeah.
If me and her mum are going to an R. Kelly
these
concert,
these days, you ain't taking your daughter to any R&B. You ain't taking her anywhere, bro.
So I'm saying,
you're chilling at yard.
That's date night, though. But I'll go outside. I'm going to an internet concert in a couple of weeks.
Are you?
Yeah. It's going to be cold. I can't wait. But that's date night. Why is she even there anyway? but then this known paedophile, because they knew what he was up to by then. This is after he bust case.
Yeah.
He's gone. You're taking them on stage. They're all there thinking is she's gonna fucking make it. She's gonna make
it's
it. Money.
Then she goes backstage.
You're trying to tell me as
that,
a dad,
you're just chilling, having your beer and your popcorn, just like she's backstage.
Aaliyah's dead and gone with all the secrets fucking that went on hell. There, and now your daughter's backstage. And then all these years later, she's gonna live with him, and you've had no monetary gain.
You think
gain.
It's just just irresponsible parenting, fucking.
They should be on the standard.
They should be accountable for the fuckery as well. Just
for me, they fed their kids.
They've
sold their kid to R. Kelly.
What's happened is then she's now obviously, I don't want to say groomed or blah, whatever.
Yeah, of course, she's been living a life.
Now they can keep trying to contact her, but they can't get through to her.
No, because what I think, their plan just backfired, I think it got to the point where he, and I'm just speculating in it, but it would seem that he's done his fuck shit. They've become women now. They can make their own choices. The parents are like, give us money or they've tried blackmailing maybe. Yeah. And then he's saying, no, fuck that. And he's saying to the daughter, you've got two options. You can stay here and live the life, or you can go back to your parents who bring you here. And the daughter's probably thinking, oh, fuck that.
Fuck it.
I'm in love. I've got this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner had bag of chicks in his yard, bruv.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me them Playboy bunnies that were living that life, if he said, choose between this life or your parents.
Yeah.
Certain people are going to choose the money and the lifestyle over their parents. Bruv. And remember, when it's all said and done, it's fucking America.
Mm.
I was going to say America's just like...
It's mad out there.
It's fucked.
It's mad. But we'll say it here in England and we'll think with our English conservative minds that it's normal. Like these things. Oh my God, they've lost their daughter. Their 21-year-old daughter's entrapped and she's going out shopping for $500 shoes and poor them. Oh my God, kill R. Kelly. I'm like, really? Like, they're all fucking guilty. They all need locking up to me. Really. Including I think MJ as well, bruv. I don't really believe all of it, bruv. Too much smoke for you not.
You think it's one of them? Well, how long do you think the MJ thing's gonna like drag on for? Or do you think it will just be fucking like?
The thing is, I don't think it's new news.
It's not, that's the thing.
And it's just it happens to be that two guys now want to actually like come on TV and talk about it. That's what's happened.
Mm.
It's
not, monetary gain for them as well.
Yeah,
100.
The monetary gain for them. People are saying they didn't get paid for the interview, but they'll get paid for the
book.
They'll get paid for the appearances. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You don't get paid for Made in Chelsea and all them fucking shows, but you get paid 10 grand to go and do a walkthrough after.
You don't get paid for that shit.
I think Essex, you get paid like £50 an episode. Bro, the amount of money they make off the back end of that, that's how they work this shit.
Makes you famous.
It makes you famous. Like Love Island, you ain't getting paid for that. You ain't getting paid for Love Island, but afterwards you might get paid 100 grand to post an Instagram.
And you'll be in every fucking nightclub doing fucking meet and greets.
Exactly.
I ain't booking
Fire,
you.
Firestar.
I ain't booking you. I keep it wrapped around it.
But no, seriously, I think it's all fuck shit, but we need to look at all the fucking nonces out here, not just the ones that media want to portray.
Yeah, there's in way more out there that you just don't hear about as well.
And yet, for the black community, we get on it, right? When it's one of ours, whatever side of the fence you're on, you just put it out there and you fucking let everyone know. But there's a lot of them. Kevin Spacey,
to make the obvious point, it's MJ, man. It's like the biggest person growing up.
But if it wasn't, that's my only question. Like, that's my question.
That's why we're sitting there talking about it, aren't we? Like, we're not talking about fucking like Dave next door. Are we? We're talking about somebody that's relevant to our kind of upbringing.
But we're talking about someone, not because we're not arguing if he was the best ever or not. We're talking about someone's actions.
Yeah.
Are they guilty of these actions?
And yeah.
Take away their accolades. These are the actions. But it's Dave next door.
And by default, when you are guilty of that, your accolades and your accomplishments, it's going to take away from that. You can't look at it in a... How can you? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Imagine sitting on the jury and MJ's there in the dock. Like, it's mad.
It's mental.
You can't separate the two. But when you really check it, if it was just Dave next door that had a bag of boys in his bed, but he works in Tesco's and he ain't got an amusement park, but he's got fucking sweets and video games in his front room at 40-odd years old. You know, it's a bit weird.
And let's just... My man's just... He's dead, like. That's the craziest part of it.
The guy is already a wrap.
Do you get me? Like,
the timing's mad.
What's next?
I asked my boys that. What are they... Why now?
Yeah.
With both of them at the same time as well. Why now?
I was going to say, with MJ, like I said, it's not new news, right? So we've kind of known
both of them ain't new news.
But then why is it now everyone's like, oh yeah, stop playing MJ now?
I don't know.
Until, probably
why not
it,
like
it,
5 years
that
ago?
That's
the
era we live in. It takes one documentary, like one bit of hot news, like one. Now, look, documentaries are the thing now, yeah?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
who's
yeah.
next?
Yeah.
That's it, literally. What fucking station in America is making the next documentary on who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you go again.
But that's what, and that.
We go again.
I think that was what my main point was.
It's mad.
That's what pisses me off the most. These people are on their high horse. They acted like they didn't know R. Kelly was doing this fucking shit time ago. I knew when I was fucking ain't old enough to have sex myself that R. Kelly was on some fuck shit. And I didn't even know the details in it. Like, that sex tape come out time ago.
My man from Breakfast Club, Charlemagne's back. He's been like slating my man from day, isn't he?
But Charlemagne's got shit going around about him as well, bruv.
Oh, for what?
Bruv, do your research.
Oh, fuck it. Yes.
This is too much.
Do your research, bruv. Charlemagne's got potential, not kids, but he could be facing charges as well, bruv. But no one ain't talking about that shit. But they're on. He's on his high horse talking. This is what I'm saying.
Well, I just think back to like, I don't know, man.
What happens if Charlemagne's guilty? What happens if Charlemagne's accused? Anyone? What happens if Charlemagne's accused? Not guilty. If he's accused, what do we do then?
We don't watch The Breakfast Club.
It
no
doesn't
more,
affect.
Do you? But he's Charlemagne, and he done this, and he done that, and he's Charlemagne.
Oh fuck no!
And that's what's going on. Like, people ain't read. I'm not making this shit up. You can find it. Like, the internet's a big place. You get me? You can find it out. Charlemagne's doing shit, and he's getting covered up. Or he's done shit, should I say.
I'm just waiting for someone to pull out the footage of when I stole from the local shop when I was a little ute.
Yeah, I'm snitching. Let me know.
Firestar's a fucking thief. He stole from the shop. Here's the footage. And I lose all my endorsements. The podcast is over.
It won't be over. You'll just be off it.
Yeah, not really.
We'll put out a statement and keep it rolling, bro.